It's the 18th of February 2021. This is Radio Yes Cymru. It's time for independence.
Yes. Yes. Radio Yes Cymru. Yes. Radio Cymru Rydd.
Yes. Yes. Yes, I'm Sean Jobbins, and in today's programme we have Matthew Hinder of Yes Scarlets, Nicky Jones of Yes Cymru BAME, Dan Lee of Yes Cymru Cycling, Liam Reynolds, Yes Rhedwyr, though for the runners. Stick with us, it's going to be a good programme.
Radio Yes Cymru.
So, hello, Matthew Hinder from Yes Scarlet. Tell us what Yes Scarlet is, Matthew.
Yeah, hi, thanks. I set up this page about October, just before Christmas. So I saw on my personal Twitter feed a lot of people who would tweet about rugby and about the Scarlets who also tweeting about Yes Cymru and independence. So I thought it was a good time to start up the page and get people talking. So I think people can be more comfortable first talking about rugby before going straight into independence. It's a good way to introduce them to the subject of independence.
Yeah, so I mean, it's just on Twitter. You're not on Facebook, are you?
No, just Twitter. At Yes Scarlets.
Yes Scarlets. So if you're on Twitter, you like rugby, you like the Scarlets, there's absolutely no excuses there.
So,
what kind of conversations do you have there? I mean, I presume you, well, I know, but you know, for the sake of the audience, you're sharing stuff from Yes Cymru and to do with independence, but also to do with the rugby club and discussions about rugby.
Yeah, so a bit of both, but mainly rugby, yeah. So just basic stuff about, you know, team selection. Like yesterday, I put out a poll for who people wanted to be in the 15 for tomorrow's games, for people thought, and I usually do a thread during for the match, and people, you know, get in contact. There's a bit of debate. People go share their opinions.
And do you get a lot of response from people interacting with you?
Yeah, it's been pretty good so far. You do get a lot of comments, as a lot of the familiar people, but also through using hashtags. I've had conversations with people in England, Scotland, Ireland, and it's just great to kind of change the perception of your stereotypical nationalist.
Yeah, so I mean, what do you find that people have an idea in their mind of what, you know, an independent supporter is, and then maybe your account is sort of breaking that down for some people?
Yeah, definitely. Well, I think the special interest Yes Cymru groups, you know, you've got like the bikers group, football fans for independence, runners. I think they're really important to change the perception of nationalists. You know, the media would like to portray us as some sort of extremists, but you know, we have the same interests, which is ordinary people like everyone else.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea, and I think it's a great way, as you say, for starting those conversations. But even if people don't want that conversation, at least they're saying that, you know, Yes Cymru supporters are normal people. We know this, but you know, I mean, it's a way of bridging that maybe distance with some people. I mean, and especially with sports, rugby and football in particular, we've got our own national side, so we are independent in rugby and football. So it sort of makes sense then that we're independent politically, because I mean the important thing for me with an independent Wales and rugby football team isn't just the team which goes out on the field, but the whole structure is independent, isn't it? The FAW, the WRU don't ask, you know, Twickenham for a, you know, cap in hand.
Yeah.
We don't have press releases by people in Twickenham saying, oh look, we've given the WRU money. It doesn't happen. You know, WRU doesn't need that. It makes its own mistakes. They've grown ups. I'm sure we can all argue with what the WRU does from now time to time, but we are an independent nation in that respect, and we could be doing the same politically.
Yeah, exactly. It just, you know, it puts to bed those arguments about being too small, too stupid, you know, the usual, just say, you know, if we can do it in other areas, why can't we do it, you know, on the political stage?
Yeah, and I mean, if there wasn't a Wales rugby team, and let's just say we just had a British team, people would be saying that Wales couldn't afford it and we wouldn't have enough players and stuff. And we can, and we do, and, you know, so again, but if it wasn't there, people would be making these arguments against it, and they're basically the same arguments as they're using for the political side of things. As we say, Wales has a very good reputation in sports field, doesn't it? I mean, we're punching above our weight in rugby, football, darts, snooker, boxing, cycling, rally driving. I think we've got a good message to tell people and a good story to tell people.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's great for our identity. It puts Wales on the map as a global level, and it just shows people, you know, people from, you know, poorest communities in Wales can be, you know, world beaters on at the highest level. And you can know, apply that attitude then to anything, whether it's science or the art, not just sport.
I mean, and you know, when people do maybe discuss the independence question with you or raise it on Twitter, what kind of concerns do you find they have, or what kind of issues are raised up, or most common concerns?
I think the most common ones, obviously, the economic arguments. I think people, you know, just want to have the reinsurance that it's not going to be, you know, a massive hit on the economy. People aren't going to be much worse off than they are now. And then I think there's also just worries about, you know, you get the border a lot about the currency. Maybe, you know, we have a big public sector here in Wales. People may ask kind of questions about what happened to the, you know, the public sector jobs.
I mean, and these are all good questions, serious questions people have, and the ones we're going to be answering through Yes Cymru over the coming months and years. Just to go a bit about yourself, Matthew, Llanelli, born and bred?
Yeah, lived Llanelli, well, my whole life. Went to Cardiff to study, now I'm back here, back home.
I am back home working in Llanelli.
Yeah, so I just finished my Masters last September. I'm currently working at the local Morrison's here for the past 4 months.
Were you given a choice to support Scarlets or not?
I think growing up in Llanelli, I think you're just born there. I think it's, you know, entrenched in your DNA. You don't really have a choice.
Yeah, I can imagine. And there's a lot of fun and banter with it as well. Mm. Just to go on a question for independence. I mean, have you always been a Yes Cymru independent supporter, or is it something more recent for you?
No, I actually remember the first time I came across it. It was in my second year of university. I actually remember I was hungover, like most of the time hungover. I just spent the majority of the day in bed on Twitter, and that's where I came across Yes Cymru. Started reading more about it, came across nation.cymru. There's a lot of good articles on independence there. And I think a lot of people know the last maybe 2 or 3 years, maybe post-Brexit, a lot of people in the independence movement now aren't... No, they have no history, or their family have no history in the independence movement, or, you know, campaigning for Plaid. There's a new generation. There's a lot, you know, it's a broad church of people now.
Yeah, that's a great thing. And we're finding a lot of people, similar experience to you, come in, you know, in the last few years, they've seen stuff, maybe a sticker or something on the wall, yeah, or on Twitter. Then they started following. And, you know, they're making their own minds up. No one's telling them. No one's coercing them. And coming to their own decisions. And I think it's great for the movement, because what it's also bringing is lots of fresh ideas, fresh ways of approaching stuff. Sometimes different questions, more difficult questions as well. And I think it's making the whole movement broader and deeper.
Yeah, definitely.
Which I think is absolutely fantastic. And so, I mean, with going back to the Yes Scarlets, I mean, what are the plans? I mean, it's difficult now with COVID. What would you like to see happen?
Yeah, so I think obviously it's difficult now with COVID, but when you know, things go back to normal, we get fans in the stadium, definitely be looking to organise some social events, whether that's, you know, meeting up in the pub before or after a game. Definitely want to start some crowdfunding to get some flags to take to the stadiums, to you know, display at the stadiums, take on away games. Take them on marches.
Okay, so can I ask then, Matthew, what was your perception of independence and Yes Cymru, you know, before that hungover day in your flat in Cardiff?
Yeah, well, it was never negative. To be honest, I came to politics quite late, not until I was in university. But I think I've always been proud Welsh, you know, socially, culturally, and I think I was always a Republican before I even knew that. What that was, you know, I always found the monarchy a bit, you know, a bit strange. And, you know, growing up, you know, on the Council of State in Llanelli, politics wasn't, you know, for someone like me. It's for a very certain type of person. And then, you know, coming across the independence movement, it was just totally different. And then I went on the first march in Caernarfon, and it was, you know, just a lot more welcoming. I think, sort of my generation as well, there isn't the sort of stigma around sort of the language, our identity. We're a lot more open about Welshness. and we're no more open-minded. We're not so, stuck in the past. The union is, all there is.
Yeah, and I think that's borne out. I think you're actually spot on there. What we're finding is, with a language, people don't speak Welsh, so quite relaxed about the Welsh speakers as well. And then I think there isn't this emotional attachment to Westminster that there is with older people.
No.
I mean, it's there. Maybe people like it, maybe don't like it, but it's not an emotional thing. So to go on to Yes Scarlett, then, I mean, any plans for the future? What would you like to see happening with it? Or would you like to see people give you a helping hand?
Yeah, if anyone wants to, contribute to content, rather, they're more than happy to message me on the account at Yes Scarlett. But hopefully, when things go back to normal and we get fans back in stadiums, definitely be planning social events with us, meeting up before or after a game, have a few beers or whatever. And definitely be looking to crowdfund for some flags, Scarlett fans for independence flags to display at the stadium, take on away games, take them on marches. And also what I think would be a great idea is to try and enter some Yes Cymru teams in some sevens tournaments.
Oh, awesome.
And see how many people we could get on board with us, see how many teams we can get out there, maybe even if we can crowdfund to get some gear, some kit, maybe sell them. Be a good way to spread the message.
That'd be awesome. That's a fantastic idea. I know Yes Cymru Century, I'm sure, would be looking very positively to supporting that kind of thing. So
yeah,
I think all those ideas are great. Meeting up before a match, like the Indy football boys do.
Yeah.
Maybe having a flag, and again, Yes Cymru could help with that. And just having a good time as well, isn't it? I don't always have to talk about independence, but I mean, people likewise. And this is a great thing about sport. It is a way for people just to get together, meet up, and if you go into a match and you don't know anyone, then it's welcome for you to slip in and meet some of the people from Yes Scarlett's, and then you've got some friends there, you can start chatting, and you've got the interest of the foot rugby, and then the politics in general way as well.
Yeah, I think it's a great way to introduce people to the movement, to start them off.
Definitely, and I think the work you're doing, Matthew, is absolutely fantastic, and I really appreciate putting your hand up and doing it. And this is a great thing about the Yes Cymru family. People are just doing stuff.
Yeah.
They're not asking for permission. You didn't get in touch with, say, oh, Sean, it's okay if we do it. No, you just did it, and I love that. And, the people have got the passion and the gumption. Also, why are you always asking for permission all the time? And that's what, Yes Cymru is about. We need to be respectful of people and different types of people and different backgrounds. But, people also just getting on and doing their own stuff. I think it's absolutely fantastic. Matthew, it's been a pleasure to speak to you. And it's great to see the work you're doing, Yes Scarlett. I look forward for the lockdown to be lifted so we can go back up and meeting people in public. And, there'll be some great photos to share there when you do meet up and have the flags and people meeting for a pint or something. So Matthew Hinder from Yes Scarlett, if you're a Scarlett fan, if you're a rugby fan, if you're just a bit nosy, just follow at Yes Scarlett and, give Matthew a hand, helping hand, and certainly when the lockdown is lifted, we can get together and have a good time. Matthew, diolch yn fawr I ti. Thanks for making the time to speak to us on Radio Yes Cymru today.
Diolch, thank you for having me.
Yes, Radio Yes Cymru. Yes. Radio Cymru Rhydd.
Yes, you're listening to Radio Yes Cymru with me, Sean Jobbins, and our guest now is Nikki Jones. Hello, Nikki, shwmai?
Hiya, Sean. Dyn iawn. Ti'n iawn?
Da iawn, diolch. Now, Nikki is one of the people who set up Yes Cymru BAME. We want to discuss that. And we also want to discuss with pretty nasty abuse you had on Twitter, especially a couple of weeks ago, because you're an Indian woman who lives in Wales and supports Yes Cymru. And I think that's a subject which a lot of people were very angry about and felt the need for you to speak up and for them to speak up on your behalf. We'll discuss that in a minute, but we'll start off with the Yes Cymru BAME. You set this up. Tell us what it is and why you set it up.
So basically, we set up the Yes Cymru BAME account to essentially include the minority communities that actually live in Cymru, and actually, to kind of help them understand and help them become a part of the freedom movement, of the independence movement. And so that was kind of roughly the idea where we sort of started it. And I think one of the things that the kind of cornerstone of starting that group was actually to understand what are the issues, to open these conversations up with people from these communities as to what are the issues that kind of, you know, hinders them from supporting independence. Some of the things, you know, we've had loads of conversations around it, and some of the things have been around identity, some of the things have been around sort of financial autonomy, some of the things have been around, like, you know, with Brexit will happen, how do we know that that's not the same thing that might happen sort of, you know, if we get independence. So so people are talking, we are having these conversations, and I think the reason to kind of open this space was just so people could actually say exactly what is it and what are the issues that these communities can experience as well. Because sometimes it's difficult to actually, you know, unless you're in someone's shoes, you can't really imagine or think about what the lived reality is like. So yeah. I think that's kind of what our purpose was. And it's just kind of helping people connect and actually see the world from sort of each other's perspective and see what are the issues they are struggling with. So yeah, that's kind of the purpose as to why we started the Yes Cymru BAME.
So you were born, raised in India. You now live in Wales and married with kids here, and support of independence. And I'm sure also there's quite a diversity of people within the BAME community. I mean, it's not one community, is it? Because the experience maybe of yourself being raised in India, moving to Wales, could be maybe different to someone who's been raised in, say, in Gwynedd or in Cardiff or something, and also people from different kinds of backgrounds. Is that something which is sometimes more difficult to negotiate, and that people come with their own different perspectives or maybe other ways of looking at Wales?
And I think that's an interesting question, Sean, because, you know, everyone's experience is quite unique. And obviously, those experiences then make things different as well. So, for instance, because I was raised in India, I was taught the history of colonialism and, you know, the imperialism and all of that. We were taught that. So just because someone is from a BAME community does not necessarily mean that if they were actually born here and went to school here, does not necessarily mean that they would have the same perspective on that or would have the same understanding. So obviously it's not kind of universal across the community either, and that's the thing, because everyone has such unique perspectives, such unique experiences, it's really important to hear what everyone's saying. And I think this, the biggest thing that I would say statistically, what we'd notice is that people from BAME communities are more likely to, you know, sort of have financial difficulties, or are likely to not have the same level of language skills or something that people around here would have, or are more likely to be living in deprivation or something. So I think whilst Yes Cymru is doing a really good job with you know, Twitter and online stuff, and but the thing is, it is also to understand that not all of those people would have access to the technology for accessing social media, or they may have technology but won't have understanding of technology, so to actually be on Twitter or Facebook or whatever like that. There could be language barriers, there could be just general confidence issues, and it's, like I said, it's kind of opening those conversations as well, because it's not just about sort of, you know, opening the conversations for the BAME communities, but it's actually creating that connection as well. So, you know, so for instance, when we have these conversations more openly, more in a safe way, so members of Yes Cymru, for instance, when they're in their own communities and they, you know of, let's say, an Indian person or an African person who's living in Wales or anything now, they can actually have these conversations with quite a lot of safety with them and really kind of not impose the idea of independence, but actually listen and, you know, try to understand where someone's coming from.
Yeah. So do you think there are people, obviously you can't speak for everyone more than I can, but do you think that people are afraid of maybe the independence movement, that it somehow could be some, that there's some way to, there's some kind of a movement to cut people out, there's a way of maybe not including people who are not white or not from Wales? Do you think that's a perception people have?
To be fair, Sean, if we were to have a little think about it, right, the only thing that is similar to independence, quote-unquote, that people have seen in sort of in this country is Brexit. And let's be honest, Brexit was absolutely horrible. It was horrifying, the amount of racist things that we saw, the amount of xenophobic stuff we saw right after the vote came out. So it's not surprising that when people think of anything to do with sort of independence, especially in recent times, they think of Brexit and they immediately kind of go to, oh my God, that was horrible. What is to say that in the Wales wouldn't be like that, you know?
Yeah. And this is the peculiar situation we have in Wales, because as you said, your background, you're being raised in India, where you discussed basically independence and the struggle for Indian independence, is a sort of a history which many people in the BAME community of Wales in their own family or their own background could understand. But at the same time, there must be a fear among some people that this, you know, because they hear about what nationalists are meant to be doing and, you know, the darker side of things, that there may be Yes Cymru is a part of that. But you don't think Yes Cymru is a part of the darker side of things?
I personally don't, and my personal experience has been completely different, to anything like that. And it's absolutely fantastic what I've experienced so far with Yes Cymru. And I think that's the thing to remember. However, this is the thing, and I do very much believe it's one thing to not be sort of racist or whatever, but it's actually completely different ballgame to actually communicate that to people. And I think that's something with Yes Cymru BAME, that we are trying to create that channel of communication as to what Yes Cymru actually stands for. It's not, like an exceptionalist sort of movement sort of thing where people are going to be excluded. It's actually, we want everyone. Everyone is important. And I think that's the sort of thing that can only happen when we all can actually empathize with each other, irrespective of, you know, where we come from. We just need to empathize with everyone's lived reality. It doesn't matter what we look like, what language we speak. We all live here, and that's the most important thing.
So with Yes Cymru BAME, it's on Twitter. Can you remind the listeners of the Twitter handle, the name for it?
It is Yes Cymru BAME, yeah.
That's it. And is there a Facebook page as well, just on Twitter?
Just on Twitter.
Fine. So people can follow you on Twitter to see what's going on. So basically, you're discussing stuff and sharing stuff to do with Yes Cymru in general, but also maybe issues that are more pertinent to the BAME community. Maybe just reflecting what's happening and also sharing stuff which could be of interest to people outside their community as well.
Yeah. We at the moment, what we're doing is we are, sharing pretty much every single thing. And I think this is the most important thing to remember. We never claim to be BAME experts on that page either. A lot of the times, we are actually relying on people who are actually following that page to make us aware of issues that we may have missed. And it's just human to not know everything, and that's okay.
So you'd like people to get in touch with you, maybe share stuff with you and at you if they're sharing stuff which of interest?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we actually not just welcome, but we encourage that, because that's the only way we can, you know, have these conversations when people make us aware as well. There's some stuff that we can kind of always ask and put out, but the major reliance is actually on engagement from other people and them sharing their stuff with us.
I'd like to now to discuss what we touched on at the beginning of this conversation, which is, you know, the pretty nasty abuse you got on social media about 2 or 3 weeks ago. You're on BBC Newyddion Esperec, the Welsh language news. There's stuff with you on news online as well. Can you tell the listeners what happened and what the outcome was and how you feel about it?
I think What I've noticed quite a lot, especially with racism, generally it comes from people who are actually quite ignorant, who don't understand nuance.
So what started, Nikki? Well, because, I mean, you've been on social media for quite a while now. I wouldn't be surprised if you're getting some low-level abuse in any case. But, I mean, there's something big happened a couple of weeks ago, wasn't it? Well, what kicked that off and what happened?
So there was, it seemed very targeted, to be fair, because they'd actually fished down my Twitter feed, gone back quite a few days, and just picked on something that they could use to basically attack. And they started off by saying, oh, you're not Welsh and all of that, and, you know, your DNA will tell you that you're not Welsh, and, you know, stuff like around those lines, and started making quite racist comments about the colour of my skin. They started doing racist sketches, like a really horrible racist sketch. One of them actually called me an ape, said that my hair was like mud and my eyes were like mud and that my hair was like ape, and then... yeah, so that all of those sort of things happened. And they kind of kept saying that, oh, you can't be Welsh, you can't be Welsh because you're not white and all of that. And the thing is, it was quite funny because I never claimed to be ethnically Welsh. I never claimed to, you know, be of Welsh heritage or anything. I've always said that in my national identity, I always identify as Indo-Welsh, and for some reason people kind of kept taking that as that I am not proud of my Indian heritage, which could not be further from the truth.
No.
so that's the reason, because I encourage all three languages in our house with the kids. We speak Hindi, we speak Kamraig, and we speak English. So, you know, if I weren't proud of my Indian heritage, I wouldn't bother with that. Now we celebrate all the festivals and we do all of these things because I don't want to kind of, you know, I don't want my kids to lose that because it's part of their heritage.
So who were these people then? Because, I mean, it just sounds like a bizarre thing to say. I mean, the conversation has to come to an end quickly, but who do you know who, I mean, you reported some to the police, if I'm right, but do we know who are behind it?
We don't know it yet because it's been reported to the police. The case has been reported, so we don't know yet. Obviously, it's been investigated, but it was a very targeted attack. There was hundreds of them. Sean, it went on for a few days as well, so it wasn't just like one instance and stop. It kept on going. But the thing is, this is why I keep saying how inclusive Yes Cymru is, because the absolute support I had of Yes Cymru members is astounding. I still, till date, I cannot believe the sheer numbers, you know, that people came in to support. That just goes to show that things like racism and xenophobia are just not welcome in Yes Cymru, which is perfect, which is exactly what we're trying to say.
Right, Nikki Shaked, I think, Nikki Jones, I think you're doing a fantastic job. We're grateful for you and the work and you and others are doing with the Yes Cymru BAME account. Keep up to that. And I think you're very strong. I mean, hundreds of people tweets attacking you. That's very difficult, and, you know, it's very hard for anyone to take, even if you're pretty thick-skinned. It's a tiresome thing, and that's, of course, the point. They're trying to knock you down. They're trying to keep you quiet. Because they don't like the idea that Yes Cymru, an independence movement, is one which is inclusive and includes all kinds of different people. And, you know, our detractors, and some of them want Yes Cymru to be an ethno-nationalist movement, because then they can point a finger at them, and that's not going to happen. So, Nikki Jones, diolch yn fawr unwaith eto. Thank you for all the work you're doing for us. And keep tweeting, because I really enjoy seeing the stuff you're doing. Keep doing the videos as well. Thanks for all the work you're doing for Yes Cymru in general.
Diolch yn fawr.
Croeso i ti.
Radio Yes Cymru.
Yes, you're listening to Radio Yes Cymru with me, Sean Jobbins. We've got a two-way conversation coming up to now. It's Dan Lee of Yes Cymru Cycling and Liam Reynolds of Yes Cymru Rhedwyr, the runners group Yes Cymru has. So, kick off with you, Dan, you're a Swansea boy. Thanks for setting up Yes Cycling. I think it's a fantastic idea. Tell the listeners what to do, where they can find you.
So, yeah, you can find us on Twitter at YC Cyclists. That's our handle. Feel free to join. We've also got a Strava group set up as well with almost 200 members if you're interested.
That's fantastic. So, for an idiot slob like me, Dan, Strava is this sort of app which people can download and then they go running with other people, or you give routes out to people. How does it work?
Yeah, so Strava is a recording app. It's aimed at recording all sorts of fitness activities. We've got a specific group which you can find if you go onto Strava and look at clubs, type in Yes Cymru Cyclists and you'll come across us. We've got almost 200 members already, and the idea behind the Strava group is, yes, we can post on Twitter, but on Strava, it automatically records your routes in map form, so you can see where other Yes Cymru members are cycling, look at their routes, it gives you an idea of where you can cycle. It's also a place where you can upload photos onto your ride as well. Wales has got some of the best scenery in the world for cycling. You look at areas in North Wales, Mid Wales, the Bulch, the Gower, around Gwent. We've got all these lovely areas, and there are a lot of places where you have independence murals as well. So we always encourage our members, if they can, to try and get a snap outside of an independence mural if they can. So yeah, it's just a way of staying connected, finding a way to share a passion outside of independence as well, and just get us all motivated, motivating each other to promote healthier and happier lifestyles.
Absolutely fantastic. Dan, I got so much respect for you for starting this off, and it's such a good idea. And as you say, you're bringing people together, getting healthy, but there's a sense of community there. I know a lot of people, maybe they don't know a lot of people in the cycle community, or maybe not a lot of people who are interested in independence, not that you talk about that all the time, but it's a nice, tactile, friendly way of getting to know people, isn't it?
Well, yeah, the reason I started up the group originally is my day job is working in sports for development. So I fully understand and comprehend the benefits that sport and physical activity have on a person's, not just physical health, but mental health as well. So with the pandemic happening, you know, everyone is more isolated. We're struggling to connect on a personal level as much as we were able to. In terms of the Yes Cymru movement, we can't do marches, we can't do leafleting, we can't meet up. We're very limited in the things we can do to promote Welsh independence. And a lot of Yes Cymru members and a lot of people in Wales in general are suffering mentally from isolation. They're not feeling as connected with people. So by using cycling as a way to connect people, try and build up that little community, people are talking more to each other, they're getting motivated more, they're seeing that instead of just cycling alone and recording it on their Strava, they're now part of this group, they can see other people in Wales who support independence, who are also cycling, which gives them a mental boost as well.
Yes, fantastic. Liam, I'm going to come back to you in a minute, Dan, and discuss your route to independence, mind the pun. Liam Reynolds, Avon Valley man, Croeserw, you're the man behind Yes Rhedwyr, so the Yes Runners. Similar kind of idea, is that correct, Liam?
Yes, spot on, basically, Sean. So basically, I started the group as a lockdown retreat for runners, as we couldn't get out and about. So basically, it's run from your front door. We needed somewhere to go, basically. So I live in an area where it's basically should be a national park, but isn't. But it's surrounded by tracks, wildlife, rivers everywhere, so we can get out and about. It was mainly aimed at those who are struggling with mental health, so we could actually help them if they needed help, someone to talk to. My DMs were always open. My email was always posted. So it was always there for someone if they needed it. I'm no expert in mental health, but I'm there always to talk. And I think during lockdown, everyone have struggled. So yeah, it was a nice little page to get people involved in running as well as exercising.
What I like about the work you're doing, Liam and Dan, but especially with Liam, you're actually trying to get people, running is difficult. I mean, there's the sort of physical side, but also I think it is the mental block for a lot of people. They're thinking maybe about school where they weren't very well good at running or whatever, and just getting out of the house to do it. And I like the way both of you are just encouraging people to just give it a go, and really appreciate that. I mean, you've got different targets for people or different ideas for people to get running, and there's a you've got a 5K, is it, coming up?
We got a 10K run coming up in September. So Yeah, it's basically it's a sign-up event, so you have to sign up to take part. We've got medals ready to get shipped out as well as a little bit of a gift pack for everyone as well who participates. So yeah, it's a little bit of reward as well. You can sign up via our website, which has been retweeted as well. So yeah, more people who want to take part, the better.
Lovely. And then going back to you, Dan Lee, in Swansea with the Yes Cycling, I mean, what was your route? What was your journey towards independence? Had you always been a supporter of independence, or was it something more recent?
No, so I'd say it probably started 2, maybe 3 years ago. If I'm being honest, I've been a passionate Welshman for pretty much my entire life. The most passionate I got was during the 80 minutes during the Six Nations, as most South Walians do. I think it was, I started getting a bit more of an interest in politics. I started growing up a bit, I suppose, about 3, 4 years ago. Started taking interest in Welsh politics in particular and the way that the Senedd works and how it differentiates from Westminster. And I think I first heard of Yes Cymru when it was sprayed onto a mural on the side of a wall in Bridgend that was having some issues with the council wanting to take it down. So I investigated Yes Cymru, I had a look at it, and I thought, well, you know, some of the arguments are making sense. I downloaded Independence in Your Pocket. And yeah, I kind of went from there, really. I kind of had a look at it, talked to a few people about it, realised that there were parents at the school gate who were already members, who were already pro-indie, so I talked to them about it as well. Some of them extremely pro-indie. And yeah, just got more information from them. And just decided that, yeah, independence is the right route for Wales. If I want a prosperous future for my children, then that's what we need. And like I said, in the day job, I work in sports for development. And I spend a lot of time in the valleys working with some of the most disadvantaged teenagers in the country. And the current government isn't serving them well. Westminster does nothing for them. I think that the teenagers I'm working with, the ones that have the most chance of becoming jobless, homeless, in prison, living in poverty, they'd be better served by having people in this country making decisions for them.
Yeah, well, that's very interesting to hear that. And it's interesting that you come to Yes Cymru Independence fairly late, isn't it? So, I mean, it's only a few years ago, but I think it's not unique. A lot of people are following the same journey. They're asking questions. They've seen stuff about, they're talking to friends and family about it. And they've seen how Wales actually can do a better job than Westminster rule. And of course, we basically vote Labour and we get Tory, don't we? So I mean, that's another argument I think a lot of people now waking up to. So I really appreciate you then taking the plunge and starting some like Yes Cyclists, because it's such a good way of getting the conversations going, but also just keeping fit and having a bit of fun, isn't it?
Well, that's the point. I think we've got our first event coming up on St. David's Day. I thought St. David's Day, Independent Wales, is probably the best day to do our first event. And as a Strava group, we are aiming to ride 589 miles on Sunday the 28th and Monday the 1st of March. 589 miles was chosen because that's the year St. David died, 589 AD. And there's no pressure on anyone to do a certain distance. There's no pressure on it to be outdoors. People can use Zwift if they want, but it's just an accumulative distance that we can all pitch into and achieve together over those 2 days.
What a fantastic idea. Absolutely marvellous idea. I think that's so great. And, you know, linking the health and again together and history as well. I mean, that's just right up my street. I think that's absolutely amazing. I really appreciate that, Dan. I think a lot of people listening to that will be really turned on by that idea. So thanks for that. So it's March the 1st. Cycle as much as you can, basically. I'm sure you will smash the 500-odd target easily. But, I mean, it's such a good idea. Thanks. Liam, back to you with the runners. Are you going to run 500 miles? Sounds like a Proclaimers song, doesn't it?
I can't promise you, to be honest with you, Sean.
So what was your journey to independence then, Liam?
So, yeah, like a lot of people, I would have probably said I was into curious about a year and a half ago. I've always looked at Yes Cymru and found it interesting how many people are actually involved. When I first joined, there was only 2,000 members. Now there's 17,700, which is fantastic. I would say now that I am fully sold on the idea of independence. I don't think there is any reform available now for Westminster to actually do, which could convince me otherwise, that independence isn't the best thing for Wales and for the other devolved nations, including England. I don't think for a second that Westminster have the best idea for Wales. I think the people who should run Wales should be from Wales, or at least have some sort of ties to Wales. I think as far as Westminster are concerned, the union is gone. I think we should just admit that now, and look towards a future where four nations can actually work together and become stronger for it as independent nations. So yeah, that's where I am at the moment with independence.
Well, thanks a lot to Liam Reynolds from Yes Cymru Rhedwyr, the runners group, and Dan Lee from Yes Cymru Cycling. It's been great talking to you. So much respect for the work you're doing. It's such an important part of the Yes Cymru family, and the independence movement is exactly what we need. So if you're in any way interested in cycling or running, give them a follow and get active. And it's a great way of meeting people and supporting the cause as well. Thanks a lot, boys.
Diolch.
Yes. Yes. Radio Yes Cymru. Yes. Yes. Radio Cymru Rhydd. Yes. Yes. Yes.